If the Super Bowl in Jacksonville and basketball battles in Nashville are a little too real for you, we have an alternative. It's a virtual world where you can change your identity and instantly realize your dreams. NPR's Gloria Hillard recently got a visa to this world and got to know some of those who live there.
Sitting in her townhome, situated on a busy street in Los Angeles, Greta Fleming is showing me her dream home. It's just framed right now, but looks to be about 10,000 square feet, including the deck over the water.
I have a little stairway going down to my deck, and then I was going to make kind of a breezeway through here.
She's building on Ocean View property that she purchased in an auction, and by California standards, she got a steal.
I think I paid like $50 for all of the land entirely.
And if you're wondering how you can cash in on this land sale, you should know that what Fleming purchased is virtual land in a 3D computer world called Second Life, a place that Fleming and some other 15,000 players or residents are co-creating as I speak, a world limited only by their imagination.
They're building their dream homes. They're creating their avatars the way they imagine themselves. They're creating their fantasies.
Fleming, a freelance web designer, is using those skills to create her make-believe world. On the screen, Fleming's avatar, or computer-generated persona by the name of Belle Muse, is a 20-ish black woman with short, spiky hair and tight jeans. Her creator is 39, with shoulder-length hair. Still, there is an uncanny resemblance.
Oh, thanks. Kinda. You know, but obviously an idealized, cellulite-free version of me.
We have a very high percentage of women who are playing, and many of those women are in their 40s and 50s.
Robin Harper is a vice president at Linden Lab, the creators of Second Life.
There are many people who come to Second Life to see their friends. They socialize, they go to parties, they have people over to their houses.
Using Linden Lab servers, players have fashioned multi-million-dollar homes, casinos, dance clubs, even shopping malls. They pay a one-time membership fee of $9.95 to get in, but if they want a house where people can visit, they have to buy land, which they can purchase from Linden Lab or other residents who are flipping the virtual real estate for a profit. Everything residents design, they own. So real commerce is developing with close to 1 million transactions a month, trading virtual Linden dollars for U.S. dollars and selling everything from designer homes to designer clothing.
I recently did a series on the fashion designers in Second Life.
James Au, a freelance journalist in real life, is an embedded reporter by the name of Hamlet Linden in Second Life.
Several of our top fashion designers actually make part of their real-world living by designing fashions for people to wear in Second Life. I've heard figures as much as 1,000 to 3,000 or 4,000 a month in U.S. dollars.
Al was hired by Linden Lab to cover this community in cyberspace. His articles appearing on the Second Life website read something like a small-town newspaper without the obituary page.
There are just so many stories and so many things happening. I've thought of, you know, at some point, like very soon, we would have to get more writers just to cover, for example, the arts and entertainment beat and the fashion beat, because I'm basically covering everything. I'll cover everything from war games to political conflicts.
Yes, as Second Life continues to grow, it is becoming a virtual mirror of the real world. Following the election, residents participated in heated debates. There's a place called the Jesse Zone where players engage in war. And there are designated mature-rated areas where, well, consenting adult avatars can be intimate. Greta Fleming says in these areas,
you can be naked, and that you can use strong language, and that you can engage in risque behavior.
Perhaps we should take a look at some PG-rated sports instead.
So where is the snowboarding taking place?
Greta Fleming's avatar, Belle Muse, and her 3D friend Catherine Omega are heading for the ski slopes. There's snow, pine trees, in the distance, some deer.
Cool! We got snowboards! And you can hear the sound of the snowboard on the snow. Ah, this is cool! Yeah, I don't think I'd be this good in real life.
Oh, look out for that tree.
Oh. Oops.
Well, she can always relax those injuries in the hot tub of her Ocean View home. Gloria Hillard, NPR News, Los Angeles.